You're about to listen to a message by Reverend Yomi Kasali of Foundation of Truth Assembly. May the word you hear bear fruit in your heart, now and always.
I want to preach on surviving in the days of want. How do we survive in the days of want? Let's start by opening our Bibles to Deuteronomy 11, verse number 11. I'll read a scripture there from Deuteronomy 11:11 to explain to us what God's mind is concerning the days of want. Because we have different days in scriptures. Bible says, but the land where you go to possess it is a land of hills and valleys and drink water of the rain of heaven. Father, I pray that you bless this word today with understanding. Lord, I pray you bless this word today with unction, with utterance. I pray that your people will not hear my voice, but will hear your voice. Use your word to birth something new in the lives of all my hearers today in the name of Jesus. Change lives, touch souls, bring them to the saving knowledge of the cross of Calvary. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen and amen. Listen, God said the land that you go to possess is a land of hills and valleys. One of my most favorite scriptures when it comes to seasons. Do you know that God created seasons? Genesis chapter 8 verse 22 was where God created seasons. After Noah's flood, God came to Noah and said, listen, I'm going to stop the flood while the earth remains, seed time and harvest. You didn't hear that? Seed time and harvest. You missed that. Seed time and harvest. Cold and heat. Summer and winter. Day and night shall not cease. What was God saying? There will be seasons. There will be good seasons and bad seasons. There will be great seasons and terrible seasons in life. There will be days of prosperity and days of adversity. Unfortunately, the preachers, the church, we haven't trained men to prepare for seed time and harvest. We only like the harvest. We only like the breakthroughs, the prosperity. We've not taught men that there'll be cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night. There'll be night times, night seasons, dark seasons. There'll be valleys and hills. You know, when God said hills and valleys, God was saying good times and bad times, high times and low moments. High hills means when you're on top. Valley means when you are low. When everything is low, when you're cash trapped, when there's no money in your bank, how do you survive? Listen, how do I survive? We've not trained us, so that's why today in our nation, in our land, many believers don't know how to survive. Why? We've only taught us and taught and preached to us. We've only been trained and wired to always live in plenty. Corruption. We just find ways. Nigeria just like to find ways. Most of us Christians as well. Just to eat and eat and eat and eat. Nobody has taught us to save. We don't even know how to save. We don't even know how to prepare for the time and the days of want. I found out one of the finest apostles in scriptures, Apostle Paul told us. Apostle Paul told us in the Philippian gospel that you must be very careful the people you choose as your followers. In Philippians chapter 3, verse number 16 and 17. Philippians chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. When Paul was speaking about how to choose leaders, he says, nevertheless, whereunto we have already attained, let us walk. Let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same thing. Let me ask you, how do you walk? How do you live your Christian life? Brethren, be followers together of me and mark them which walk as so as you have us for an example. In other words, Paul said, be careful those you choose as your role models. Be careful those you follow. Mark them. This is in my Holy Bible. Bible tells us to mark those that we follow. Be very careful. Not everybody. We should follow. Not everybody that calls himself a pastor, preacher, or leader, politician that we should follow. We shouldn't follow them. We should be very careful those we choose as our role models. Be followers together of me. Why should I follow you, Apostle Paul? If I choose today to make Paul one of my role models in the Bible, then I must take everything that Paul throws my way. And I like what Paul said in Philippians chapter 4. Let's go to Philippians chapter 4. We need to find out how to survive in tough times. Philippians chapter 4. Give me verse number 11 quickly. Philippians chapter 4 verse 11. So he can teach you how to survive. How should we survive when things are tough, when things are difficult. Go to verse 9 first, would you? Before I go to verse 11. Philippians chapter 4. I want to teach you how to choose your role models, and I will teach you how to survive. He says in verse 9, those things which you have both learned. Listen. You have to follow me. Philippians 4, verse 9. Very powerful, instructive scripture. Those things, one, which you have both learned. Learned means under somebody you are learning. Lessons you've learned. Received, after learning, you receive it. You have heard, and you have seen in me. Listen, I love Apostle Paul. He didn't just stop with learning. He said, seeing. Oh, Jesus, help me. My God, that's powerful. Many times, we don't watch the lives of our leaders. We don't. Stop hearing. Start looking. He said, learn, received, heard, and seen. Do. Those things which you have seen me do. So if Mr. Sebekasal is living a large life, don't do that. Run! Because you can't survive in the days of want with that kind of lifestyle. You have to start looking at how people live. Paul said, the things you have heard from me, learned from me, received from me, and seen. Seen. You have also observed. Do I want to be like that? Look at my income. Do I ever think I can live like that? He said, the God of peace shall be with you. Then Paul now told us in verse number 17 how to live. But before I go there, let me quickly share with you four or five facts from scriptures. There are so many facts and truths here that tells us that there are different seasons in life. COVID is a season. This pandemic is a season. Some people prepared for it. Some did not prepare for it. Some people's lifestyle can easily, watch me, adapt into it. So we are now in a particular position where we need to teach you how to live. This is how the Bible says we should live. As Christians, the Word of God has taught us how to live our lives. Very simple. The Bible is not that complicated. And the Bible tells us, this is where people don't want to hear. This is what you don't want to hear. The Bible tells us there are different seasons in life. Life is not going to be better verses all through. No. We've just not prepared for the days of adversity. Very clearly, the first passage is Genesis 8, verse 22. It says, God himself instituted seasons. God, there's no country in the world that they don't have different seasons. In Nigeria, we have Harmattan season, rainy season, dry season. In America, they have summer, spring, they have fall. Different seasons. Every nation witnesses different seasons. I'm speaking weather-wise. The weather changes. And when the weather changes, then you have to also adapt and change along with the weather. During winter, you change your clothing, you change your food, you use more, you drink more hot things. During summer, you change your clothing, you drink more cold things, you change your meal, you change your diet. That's exactly how weather will influence how you live. Listen, brethren, also with adversity. Another scripture says to us in Deuteronomy 11, I just told you, the Bible says to us in Proverbs chapter 6, that the ants are wise creatures. Proverbs chapter 6 verse 6 says the ants have learned how to provide their food. Verse 6, 7, 8, go to the ant, thou sluggard, consider our ways and be wise. How? Verse 7, which having no guides, no overseer, no ruler, okay? So what's the big deal? Verse 8, provides our meat in the summer. Wow. Gathers our food in the harvest. The ant is never broke. The ant is never hungry. The ants, they never, and a little ant knows that there are seasons. So when there's a season to gather, they gather. Season to eat, they eat. They provide and they gather. We don't know how to provide and gather. We should be wise. Bible tells us, go to the ant, thou sluggard, and be wise. Consider, study, aways and be wise. I found out that all the text messages coming. I'm like, didn't you know that time like this will come? In fact, we have a phrase saying, save for the rainy day. Yeah, so people don't know how to survive. People break under pressure. You see, when pressure comes, man's character is revealed under pressure and also under pleasure. Some people will, our Christianity is only as good when everything is good. The moment tough times come, we break, we crack, and we crank, we become cranky. We go and begin to fight our spouses and our loved ones. That's not how to be a Christian. That's not how to live as a Christian. How do we survive during the days of want? Because many of you don't want me to preach it. Because some preachers have told you the days of want will never come towards your way. It's not true. It's not biblical. It's not right. Psalm 23, verse 1, 2, 3, 4 tells us the same thing. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He leadeth me, brethren, in the Lord, leading you, though I walk in the valley of the shadow of death. How can God be leading me and I will walk in the valley of the shadow of death? God is the one leading me. He leadeth me. I am walking on the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk in the valley. How can I be doing right under the leadership of God and I am in the valley? That tells you there will be a season when things will be dry, things will be low. How do I survive when I'm in a valley? How do I survive when I'm in the days of want? In the days of what? Now, these days, brethren, are the days of want. These days that we live in are the days of want. Maybe you've not heard. Listen to me. World Food Program, a few days ago, just said that there will be 300 million citizens of the world that will be in danger of death because of lack of food. 300 million citizens of the world. World Food Program. Nigeria, a couple of days ago, actually broke their own food reserve. The president said they should bring out 70,000 bags or million bags of grain. I don't know what is it, millions or thousands of grains just to feed the populace from our food reserve. Listen, things may get nastier, things may get worse. Then we will know those of us that have been trained not just only to enjoy when it is good, but to endure when it is tough. You need to brace up and prepare in your mind to endure. We have reached the moment where we should be enduring and not just enjoying. Christians should learn that sometimes in the wilderness, you will not get everything you will eat in Egypt. When they left Egypt and they got to the wilderness, they were complaining to God. We don't want this kind of meal. Where is our God? How can God be on our side? And we eat this kind of food, we'll rather die in the wilderness. Don't do that. Don't do that. Things are getting tougher. Things are getting tougher. And we need to prepare our minds and our hearts to know that God will still help us through it all in Jesus' name. One more scripture. Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 14. It says to us that there are two days. The days of prosperity and the days of adversity. You see, in the day of prosperity, be joyful. Hallelujah. Go to church. Lift up your hands and praise God. Do a party. But in the days of adversity, consider. The word consider means meditate, reflect. You see, many of us don't know how to live in the days of adversity. We've been wired, programmed to live only for the days of prosperity. That's why the prosperity preachers have come to mess up our minds that 24/7, 12 months in a year, your life will prosper. How do we define prosperity? You see, with the mundane material things of life, the things that we use and we have, things that come around us, no, you can still rejoice in the Lord. Hallelujah. Whether you got money or not money, you can still praise your Savior. Jesus has not become less of a Savior because of COVID-19. No, He remains the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. Nobody can tell me that my Savior is no more Savior because of lack of bread, lack of water, lack of wine. God is still God. Jesus is still our Savior. He still died for us on the cross of Calvary. Praise God in the highest. Hallelujah. So he says, in the days of adversity, consider. Why? God also has set the one over against the other. Why? To the end that man should find nothing after him. So he's saying God is the author of both prosperity and adversity. Praise God. Now, people don't want to hear that, but that's the truth. Listen to me. God is the author of both days. That's my point. God uses one day to test your strength, test your faith. God allows another day for you can know if you're going to break away. Do you know during the days of prosperity, some people leave faith? Are you aware? I remember many years ago, there was a man in my former church, about 24 years ago. The man was always coming to prayer meetings, always asking God for a breakthrough. I recall very well, I know the guy, lanky, tall, black guy, like that. Then all of a sudden, the Lord blessed this man, and we saw him bring a new vehicle to our church. The Thanksgiving, one, he stopped attending prayer meetings. Two, we stopped seeing Bible studies. Three, we stopped seeing him on Sundays. This went on for like 6 months. One day, I ran into him at a bread shop, a bakery shop. And I said, sir, we've not seen you for a while. And he said, no, I'm too busy right now. And as he walked away, I saw a fine lady beside him. They were walking together. I said, my heart, how can prosperity take you away from Christ? I saw that very, my own eyes, about 24 years ago. Listen, both prosperity and adversity can be tests of your faith. And how many of us will still be standing, having done all to stand? I've come today to prepare you, to strengthen your heart, how to survive in the days of want. How do I survive? I will give you practical tips on how to survive the coming days. I know the last 2 weeks has been tough for you. What about the next 2 weeks? What if the government continues in lockdown for another 3 weeks, 4 weeks? How will you survive? We need to teach ourselves practical tips from this book called the Bible, how to survive in the days of want. If this lockdown persists and continues another 2 weeks, 10 days, what will you do? How will you live? How will you survive? You must find out how to survive in the days of want from the Bible, because those days are here and those days we live in. Praise God. Let me share with you Paul's secret on how to survive. Philippians chapter 4. And you know, Paul said to us in Philippians chapter 4, verse 9, he said, imitate me, follow me. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 1, Paul said, imitate me. Philippians chapter 3, verse 17, Paul said, imitate me. So Paul is saying to us, hey guys, live like I lived. So let's not ask ourselves, how should we live? Let's now go to Philippians chapter 4, verse number 11. I like what Paul said there. This is very, very powerful. I want you all to please follow me as I share these thoughts. Not that I speak in respect of want, the days of want. Paul said, for I have learned. Now, the word learned means like a lesson, like a student, in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. Wonderful. My God, I feel like preaching, brethren. Listen, whatever state I am, whatever comes my way, therewith to be content, to be satisfied. What kind of man was born in the Holy Ghost? The Holy Ghost filled him so much. He taught him. He said, I have learned. How many of you have learned this? We haven't. There was a time I owned only few shirts, few suits. I thank God then. Now I have more. I thank God now. Even if I only have one muscle of bread in my house, I praise God. Whatever state I am, to be content. Look at verse number 12. Quickly, give me verse number 12. It's very important. Next verse. He said, for I know, my God in heaven, help me. I hope you're hearing this word. I'm talking to you, my sister. I'm talking to you, my brother. You need to hear this word. Let this word become flesh. Let verse number 12 become flesh. This is the key to surviving in the days of want. For I know. Both means two kinds of times, prosperity and adversity. Good times and bad times. Tough times and terrible times. High times and low times. For I know both how to be abased, my God, and I know how to abound. Listen, we've taught you only how to abound. Abundant life. Abound. 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 Excess. Prosperity. God will bless you. God will give you. That's what we've been preaching for years. What about now that nothing is happening? Banks are closed. closing. Stores are closing. No money, no food, no clothing, no going out. How should we live? We've not been taught. Preachers have not taught us how to live when there is nothing. Preachers have not prepared us how to live when there's a lockdown. There's a lockdown and you can't go out. It might get worse. How should I live? How do I survive in the days of want? Paul said, I've learned both how to be abased. I've learned both how to be abased. Look at, he said, everywhere and in all things, I am instructed by the Holy Ghost. My God, not by man, I'm instructed both to be full and to be hungry. Imagine God teaching you how to be hungry. Holy Ghost, help us all. I love the Bible. The Bible is always having a word for every season. I'm instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. Paul the apostle says, imitate me. Brethren, let's follow the great apostle Paul while he was ready to the Philippian church. All of us know verse 19, but we don't know verse 12. Let me tell you something. This will shock you. Do you know verse 12 is the verse that gave birth to verse 13? Give me verse 13. Every preacher knows verse 13. We've abused it. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. That verse 13 has been abused, misused by many preachers, including me, to tell you you can reach the height, you can do this. But what Paul was saying is, I know, when he was saying I can do all things, he was saying I can live and survive in the days of want through Christ that strengthens me. Through Christ that strengthens me. Though in COVID era, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Let Christ strengthen you to live in the days of want, to survive in the days of want. Because listen, the global economy may still tumble. Oil has just gone down. Oil is going down. Many things we see have tougher days ahead of us. You can do all things. You must rise today from this message and tell your family members, hold hands together and pray and say, we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. All things like what? How to abound and how to abase. How to be hungry and how to be full. You don't have to think and quit and think of suicide, think of dying, think of giving up, think of stealing, think of acts of criminalities. You can do all things. Christ can be with you in the valley. Christ will not leave you. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. You have to understand that Paul said, I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. Praise God in the highest. I'm speaking to a couple. I'm speaking to a family. Why are you fighting yourself? Why are you still living? You must manage your data, manage your income. If your salary has been slashed into half, look at me, slash also immediately your expenses into half. You don't have to hit like you used to hit. Be manageable, be prudent, be modest, be moderate. Don't just think, oh, we are going to die. Stop crying. You can do all things. 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 You can survive it. You will survive it. These two shall pass. These two shall pass. These two shall pass. In the name of Jesus, you will survive this. You will see the end of this. This will not see your end. In the name of Jesus, you will come out like the three Hebrew boys. The fire will not smell on you. The three Hebrew boys went through fire, but guess what? They came out. The fire was not smelling on their bodies. Why? Because they trained themselves. The fourth man was in the fire with them. The fourth man is in your home with you during this COVID-19. Don't let the devil mess up with your mind, mess up with your marriage, mess up with your heart, mess up with your loved ones. You can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. Don't forget what Paul said in verse 12. I've learned both to abase and to abound. Many of you must learn, how do I do it? That's the job of a preacher. That's how the Holy Ghost will help you. How do I survive? How do I live? How do I live? How do I live a life of abasement, of hunger, when things are tough? I know both how. For in all things, I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry. I pray the Lord will teach you today how to understand that you have to change certain dynamics in your life. You have to now move into adaptability and flexibility. You have to adapt your lifestyle to the seasons and the times. Listen, when it's Amatan season, what goes up? I don't know. I think all those mentholated bombs go up. They sell more. Why? It's Amatan season. People put up on their lips everywhere. When it's raining season, guess what goes up? Umbrellas. The sales of umbrella go up. We all adapt. We all adapt. Knowing hot season, umbrellas go up. You can buy umbrella cheap. But once it's a different season, friends, adapt. Praise God. You must learn how to be abased. Because this season is a season to begin to demonstrate your learnings, what you've learned about how to abase. You must be abased. You must begin to be wise. You must be wise. Go to the hunt. Thou sluggard, be wise. Listen, young people. That's why we know that many of you watching today, you're costing you data to watch this telecast. Some are saying, look, I can only manage my data for Sunday service. And after Sunday service, I can't do Instagram live. I can't do this. We understand that. And that's why we're looking at how to ensure that everybody adapt, change. I've known both how to abase and how to abound. Listen, this is not the season of abundance. This is the season of abasement. You need to go down and begin to live. Let me share with you some practical tips quickly. In 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 6 to 39, it says to us that having food and raiment, let us therewith be content. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 6 through to verse 9, tells us also that contentment is a key to surviving in the days of want. This is a time to live a contented life. He said, for we brought nothing into this world. It is shattered. We carry nothing out. A couple of days ago, they buried the former chief of staff. It was a sight to behold for us all. Many Nigerians watched how the man's body was wrapped around white garment, put in a very cheap coffin, and they dumped him in a feet, not less than 6 feet deep, and they poured sand on him. That's it. That's it. Many people have different things to say about that great man. I would not speak about the dead, but rather I would learn lessons from the dead. That he came here with nothing, he left with nothing. That's it. That's it. That's all. He came with nothing, he left with nothing. He says, therefore, having food and raiment, let us deal with the content. Can I ask you a question? In the days of want, how should you live? Do you have food? Do you have raiment? Be satisfied. If I don't have data, no problems. If I have clothing to cover my nakedness in my house, and I can eat food. I didn't say luxurious food. I didn't say sumptuous meal. I didn't say sumptuous meal. If I can still have some time to drink my garri, and I can feed my belly, I'll be okay. I'll be okay. Because there are different kinds of meals out there. You can't continue to live sumptuously. Like, these are the days of want. Change your diet. Change. Change. You have to change it. You have to adapt. You can't continue to live large. You can't continue to do that. That was a fake life you lived. Listen, we've lived false and fake lives for the last 20 years in this country. Our GDP tells us that. We've lived off corruption, the loot of corruption. Now listen to me. The chicken has come home to roost. This is reality. This is reality dawning upon Nigeria. This is how we are. We can't pretend to be heavy when we are light. We are really lightweight. Our economy, informal sector, is collapsing critically. This is how much money we are worth. Let's live within our means. Let me give you three or four practical tips quickly on how to be abased. Let me give you a scripture before I go there. 1 Corinthians chapter 4. Paul was talking about what he did. You would be shocked how Paul lived. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 11. Verse 11. 1 Corinthians 4, 11. When I read it, I was shocked. It says, even unto this present hour, we both hunger. My God! Apostle Paul said, we hunger and we thirst. We are naked and we are buffeted. We have no certain dwelling place. This was what Paul went through during his own period. And through that all, verse 12 and verse 13, Paul did not change, did not blink in faith, did not waver in faith. He said, we labor, working with our own hands, being reviled, we blessed, being persecuted, we suffered it. Verse 13, that was what Paul was saying about his own life. Being defamed, we entreat. We are made of the filth of this world, as the filth of this world. And and the offspring of all things unto this day. Paul was speaking about his own time, how he had to adapt to different situations. Great men need to learn how to adapt. Wise men must learn how to adapt. You have to adapt to this moment and this season. Let's go straight to what to do if you want to learn how to survive. Number one, do not live above your means. I'm going to give you practical steps. Do not live above your means. Please don't. You can't afford to live above your means. Listen to me. Now, if your wages have been slashed, that's how much you earn. No, say, but sir, my real wages is during these days of want. This is how much you earn. Live within your means. Don't live a larger. Don't look at your neighbor's house and say, I want to be like my neighbor. Don't, ladies, don't covet another man's kitchen. If your kitchen can only afford certain meals, live within your means. Many of us live, we put too much pressure and weight on ourselves. Too much weight. Live practically within your means. Stop living in larger. If you earn 50,000 naira, live within 50,000 naira. Stop trying to act up like you earn 200,000. You're going to hurt yourself. You're going to crush yourself. You're going to crush your marriage. You're going to deal with your... You will live, you'll be sad all day. Live practically within your means. Many people live above their means. They want to show off. We try to live like other people live. We try to compare ourselves with a colleague of ours that we left school the same year. That doesn't matter. You don't earn the same amount of money. We say, after all, we got married the same year. That doesn't mean you don't earn the same money. But that's why we keep taking loans upon loans and we don't pay them. Live within your means. That's how to survive in the days of want. Number two, do not try to please and impress others. I'm giving you tips, practical tips. We learned all this from Apostle Paul. Do not try to please and impress others. Number one, do not live above your means. Number two, do not try to please and impress others. Don't do that. Many times we try to impress the next door neighbor. They just came in with some bags of rice. That's my bag. Oh, you don't have that. Leave. Don't do that. These are the days. These are the days of want. The days of want and the days of scarcity. Leave. Adapt. Adapt. Be flexible. Make sure within the walls of your home, you manage what you have. Look at your resources. Don't push yourself beyond your means. Don't do that. You only be depressed. You'll be despaired. You languish in regrets. When we get out of this, you'll be crying. Number three, do not borrow on non-essentials of life. This is a very important part. In this day and age that everybody is locked down, we're not going out as much as possible before now, do not borrow. If you have to only put on the generator for 2 hours a day, put it on. But your neighbor is paying for 10 hours a day. You don't know where he's getting his money from. Don't imitate somebody else. Put on your generator for 3 hours a day to do the essentials. If you want to join the service, join the service. After the service, leave there until you got NEPR to bring you light. Make sure you don't do what you shouldn't do. Do not borrow. Be very careful. This is not the time to start borrowing. How will you pay back? Do not mess up with your integrity. Don't mean these days. Number four, eat your bread with joy until God provides the next meal. Eat your bread with joy until God provides the next meal. It's very important. Whatever you have today, eat. I know you used to eat 4 times a day before. Now eat twice a day. If you have to manage it, manage it. If you have to look in the wilderness, God fed them twice a day. If you have to reduce how often, make sure your kids eat well and they eat the right time of the day. This is how to live and survive in the days of want. Number five, do not look at others to live your own life. Please, I said that before. Do not look at others. Stop imitating people. You don't know what kind of burden they carry. Why are you imitating your neighbor? Your neighbor's husband is working. The wife is working. You are not working, and you are imitating them. Combined income is 400,000. Yours is 120,000. Why are you imitating them? Why? Live within your means. This is simple, practical steps to surviving in the days of want. Paul said, I've learned how to abase, how to abound. You're not abounding now. There's no abundance out there. People are now managing their income. we must also manage in this day all over the world, in America. They are giving them stimulus packages, checks in their account just to ensure that they survive. And the checks the government is giving them is as a living wage. It's not the one to take them to live a five-star lifestyle. No, just to make you live for a month to go by. People are even complaining they can't even pay their bills with those kind of checks. But the government is saying, I'm not paying your salary or wages. I'm simply giving you something to live by the next 30 days. To buy some food, do some groceries, get some toilet paper, and make sure you survive in the days of want. In the days of want. Another point is, always work to pay your bills and meet your needs. Understand that what you work for, work to pay, whatever you work for is to pay your bills and to meet your needs. Listen to me. Listen, this too shall pass. COVID-19 is a temporary situation. Do not live as if it's permanent. This will soon go away. Let's hang in there. We must develop strength in the inner man to hang in there, because this is a temporary situation. You must understand that. Because right now we're down. Being down is a temporary situation. It will soon pass away. It will soon go away. Do not forget that. Because some of you are living as if this is permanent. It's not permanent. It's a situation that is temporary. And it will soon go away. God will soon cleanse the land. And God will soon take us out of COVID. Thereafter, we'll go back to our lives. Friends, this is a temporary situation, not permanent. So what I will tell you to do when you notice, if you know that this is temporary, I will tell you to do the next four things. Number one, do not stop singing because of temporary situations. I'm still giving you practical steps when you are down. Don't stop singing because it's simply temporary. In fact, Apostle Paul sang in the prison because he knew this was temporary. Praise God. So I want to ask you, don't stop singing. Did you sing this morning when we did praise worship? After today's service, make sure you and your family, you go around and sing in your room, in your house. Make sure nobody or nothing, no situation shall take the song from your lips. Nothing should separate you. That's the scripture I'm going to close with. Romans chapter 8. That's the scripture. Nothing shall separate me from the love of Christ. Hallelujah. You must get to that point where you know you can sing, you can dance, you can rejoice. He says, do not stop. I said, do not stop singing because of temporary situation. Do not stop laughing because of temporary situations. Hallelujah. I love that so very much. Nothing can make me to stop laughing. I know that the devil knows that nothing can ever make me to stop laughing. Listen, another practical step. Do not take your anger out or your loved ones, or your family members. Please don't do that. Please, please, I beg you in God's holy name. Remember who you are. You're a child of God. You're a Christian. You're a believer. You're baptized in the Holy Ghost, sanctified, water baptized, heavenly bound. Don't take your anger, the COVID-19 anger, don't take it out on your loved ones or your family members. Don't take it out. Just keep laughing. Sleep through this storm. Laugh it out. Sing it out. Dance it out. You must learn how to abound and how to live abased. Praise the Lord. Do not stop playing because of this temporary situation. Listen, don't stop playing. You can still run around that little room with your kids. Still, if it's a one-room apartment, if it's a three-bedroom flat, if it's a duplex, no matter how big your house is, still find time to play. Play Ludo games if you can. Play Monopoly if you can. Play Scramble if you have to. Run around with your kids. Don't stop playing because of COVID-19. Don't stop your life because all this will soon go away. This is how to live. This is how to live. No other way. This is the only way to live when you are in a temporary situation. Praise God. Do not worry about what you cannot change. Do not worry. I can't change the numbers. Every time I watch CNN or I watch Channel News or I watch TVC and I see all those numbers there, I can't change it. Why worry about it? I just have to live and say, help me, give me strength to live through every day. To live through every day, and every day I'm going to live rejoicing, rejoicing the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Philippians 4:4. I have to rejoice. It's a mandate, it's a dictate, it's a commandment then I choose to rejoice. I choose to rejoice. Praise God. Brethren, Paul was instructed to be full and to be hungry. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth me. I want to tell you today, Romans chapter 8, verse 35. I don't know who you are. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know how you've sensed or praised this season. Don't forget the message today. It's how to survive in the days of want. Many of you have been crying, praying, asking God, why did this come here? How did this come? How did this happen? I don't want you asking questions anymore. Jonah survived in the belly of the whale for 3 days and three nights. Listen, the three Hebrew boys survived in the fiery furnace of the fire. Daniel survived in the lion's den. Israel survived 40 years in the wilderness. Listen to me, you've got to learn and ask God, how do I survive? David survived 13 years in exile. Joseph survived this period and moment in prison. Paul survived. In fact, some of the finest epistles that we have were written in prison. I was cracking a joke a few days ago. I said, it's time for me to write my own prison epistle. They said, how? I said, I'm in prison in my house. Isolation is like prison. So it's time for you and I to write our own prison epistles. Hallelujah. Don't let anything put you down. Don't let it put you down. Rejoice in the Lord. Live a very pragmatic, practical lifestyle. Learn how to obey. To learn to be hungry is a course and a lesson Christians have to learn. Many of us don't want to learn it. Many people still call for welfare support as if they want to continue to live their lives as they were living before COVID. In fact, some people are living bigger during COVID than they were before COVID. Why would you try to make money during COVID? Change your lifestyle. Change your appetite. You can still be eating what that fish called. That expensive, luxurious fish during COVID. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? Why can't you change your diet? Change your appetite. What's wrong with you? This is COVID. The days of want are different. You don't have to like this message. But that's my message to you today. That the word of the Lord through my voice to you. God loves you and God wants you to know that COVID-19 will soon pass away. The church did not in the last 20 years teach us how to live in the days of want. They only taught us how to live in the days of plenty. Listen, in Egypt, the reason Joseph ruled well was he prepared for the days of want. During the days of plenty, he stored so much food. The days of want, guess what he did? He sold the food and the king became wealthier. You need to learn that that's how God has created this earth. There'll be seasons in our lives. When the season of want come, that's when your faith will be tested and your character will be revealed. You must survive in the days of want. Let me read to you again, Romans chapter 8, as I close, verse 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, shall distress, persecution, or famine. Famine is there. Want. Want can separate men from the love of Christ. If you read down to verse 38, it says, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. You must know that you are persuaded neither life nor death, nor things present, nor things to come. You see, verse 38, things present, meaning present things, COVID-19, this present thing cannot separate us. Things present or things to come can separate us from the love of Christ. Can you please bow your heads to pray? And you are going to pray this practical prayer with me to say to God, help me to adapt, to change to this season, to understand that this is a season and it's temporary. It will soon go away. And while it lingers, help me to live as a child of yours, as a Christian. Teach me, Lord. Give me the keys to learn how to be abased, to learn to live with hunger and not only with plenty, so that my voice will not hurt you, so that your praise will not cease on my lips. Help me, Lord, to still keep my dancing shoes on, to keep my singing in my heart, and to keep your praise on my lips. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening.